This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. You may join us here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
And I'm Taryn P. Lupo.
And Mark.
We also, still to come here tonight, have to talk about the Colorado marijuana experiment. The numbers are in, and they're pretty stunning. We'll share those with you. But in other news related to the story we talked about last hour with Ahmed, the 14-year-old high school student who was arrested in Irving, Texas, because he had a clock that he'd built. He, you know, was kind of a science geek guy, so he put this self-made, handcrafted clock together.
I think that just says it all. A kid named Ahmed made a digital clock. It scared a bunch of ignorant Texans.
Well, at the very least, it scared the English teacher who brought the police in, and then they proceeded to arrest him.
It wasn't just the police. It had to have gone through the administration, too, right?
Good point. Yeah, I don't know who called the cops.
This wasn't the mistake of one person. This was a bunch of people saying, yeah, I see a man named Ahmed in a digital clock. That's all I need.
Yeah. What I'm interested is, I wonder how the teacher that turned him in and the administrator are going to treat him the next day. Yeah. Now that this thing's blown up, they're going to be like,
3 days later.
Oh, we had to do this, or
yeah,
you know,
so sorry.
But we didn't want to, but you know, we it wasn't us, it was policy, or you know, some excuse they're going to backpedal. I mean,
well, they got 3 days to figure out what to say because he's not coming back to school the next day. He's got a suspension.
Oh, well, he's still suspended.
He's also got that time that he's going to be spending at the White House and Facebook and Google.
That's a good thing. He's got 3 days off to go travel about.
Yeah, and a variety of other places where he's been invited because he's a smart kid.
If he's smart, he'll drop the hell out of this school.
Yeah, no doubt. Ahmed, get your GED and go pursue something at one of these companies.
I mean, he's 14. He's legally able to be hired at this point. So if Facebook or the other Box, if one of these companies that is offered to him, hey, come out, hang out with us.
You'll learn far more there than you ever will at high school.
Yeah, I mean, he could, if he started at one of those companies right now in a career at age 14, by the time he is 18 and would have graduated high school, he'd be so experienced and skilled, he wouldn't need to go to college.
I mean, there's no doubt why Americans are so dumbed down. On his 18th birthday, he will be eligible to vote, but he'll still have to ask his teachers if he can go to the bathroom. Right? I mean, you know, like this is what we're doing to our kids in these government schools.
I'm not doing it.
Well,
I don't want to support these government schools, and I think that the best thing that could possibly... Well, I think this has really turned out to be a great thing for Ahmed because he got a lot of support from people online. He was the number one story on Twitter, the number one trending tag, the I Stand With Ahmed, I believe is what it was. And in other news that is sort of related, the story from the Daily Mail at dailymail.co.uk, the White House was locked down on a scare over an unattended package, which turned out to be a coffee mug. White House briefly went into lockdown on Wednesday afternoon, that's today, after an unattended package was discovered in the park across the street. The object inside the package turned out to be a coffee mug, says the Secret Service. President Barack Obama was not on the premises when the lockdown went into effect at approximately 2:58 p.m.
I wonder how they found out about the offending coffee mug.
Usually they blow these things up, so that's a good question. The suspicious package was declared safe, and the lockdown ended about a half an hour later at 3:35. That time, the affected area was reopened. Now, note, the affected area wasn't affected by the package. It was affected by the police and the Secret Service, who overreacted to a package. The Department of Homeland Security said the package was discovered in Lafayette Park. They closed public access to Lafayette Park and the entirety of Pennsylvania Avenue around the area as it and the explosive ordnance inspected the item. It and the explosive ordnance team, I guess, is what they mean. That's pretty much all there is to that story. But it reminds me of something that happened very similar here in Keene, New Hampshire. So just in case you think this can't happen where you live. Oh, well, this is the president. Of course they're going to overreact to a suspicious package. You got to protect the president. No amount of caution is too much. Well, the same thing happened here in Keene, and no president was around for it. There was a backpack that had been left in the parking garage at the courthouse. And this is the same courthouse where there's like, this was when the courthouse was actually in the city building. Now, they've since built a separate courthouse, but this was when it was actually together with the city building. And so this backpack was discovered by someone who called it in. And the police arrived, and they shut down the entire area, shut down that basically this is the heart of downtown Keene. They shut that down. There were, you know, news media reports were going out that the bomb squad is on the way in from Concord, because I guess, you know, this is a small city. They don't have their own bomb squad, so they had to call in the bomb squad from elsewhere. And so this is like a big deal, right? Oh, my God, there's a mysterious package, a backpack of some sort in the back, you know, behind the... So it turned out that the backpack had within it a six-pack of beer. And the story...
Oh, that, that's frightening enough.
The story... Well, some kids could have gotten their hands on that. But the story was that a homeless man had been called to court because, you know, the court system tends to pick on poor people and homeless people. So he had a court date. And, you know, you don't want to go through court with drugs in your bag. So he left his backpack outside. With the beer in it.
Yeah.
And that was it.
That was it.
That's all it was.
Well, and that's not even it. There was a situation in Boston where the police department blew up these marketing things.
You're talking about the Moonanites?
The Moonanites.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Let me, for you guys that don't remember this, this was about in 2005 or 6, I think. And Aqua Teen Hunger
Far back?
Yeah, Aqua Teen Hunger Force was about to put out its first movie. And Aqua Teen Hunger Force is a little, it's a cartoon. Really funny cartoon that's on in the middle of the night. And it mainly attracts drunk college kids. And I love it. So Aqua Teen Hunger Force did this promotional thing. Some of the guys working on the movie put out these Moonanite characters, which are characters from there. And they use these, what are those boxes, guys?
Light bright.
Yeah,
boards.
The low bright.
This was 2007, according to Wiki.
Oh, close. I said six, yeah. And the light bright. And then they put them out. And of course, anyone who had ever seen this cartoon, it's very obvious they're the Moonanites. But they called in the entire Boston police and the bomb squad.
They shut down blocks and blocks of Boston.
Yeah.
And it was ridiculous.
Oh, it's absolutely ridiculous. And then the artists that put these things together really had a great time with it.
Oh, my God.
They had a wonderful time. And then a couple of weeks later, the Boston PD goes ahead and blows up its own traffic counting box. right, so just one of these boxes, there's a tube across the road that counts how many cars go and that kind of thing. Well, this thing's dangerous.
What is that
thing? Blow it up. And they blew that up.
We've never seen this before.
I don't remember when it happened, but it's been some time ago. I believe it was a place near Orlando, if it isn't Orlando's PD, someplace near Orlando blew up a hobby horse that was sitting in the middle of a cul-de-sac.
Oh, my goodness.
And so cops are, you know, I mean, if you've got the bomb disposal unit, everything looks like a nail, right? I mean, because how often do they actually
get
to blow something up?
Well, what was the funniest part of this was, all right, so these two kind of teenage kids, I mean, sorry, they were like
in their 20s.
They get in all this trouble. People are like raving about how much the bomb force cost and how much they, you know, made people in the city, how inconvenient it was.
So it were their fault.
Yeah, like the cops' response was their fault, right? So what happened was they finally did their news conference. And when they came out, all they would talk about was 70s hairstyles.
Yeah, the different hairstyles of the 70s.
Hairstyles.
Hilarious.
They just made a whole joke of everybody being so pissed
off. They trolled those guys so hard.
Yeah, the press couldn't handle it. The press couldn't handle it. They'd never seen anything like this.
We actually had Zebler, who was one of the two.
Oh, man, so funny.
It was one of our most downloaded shows ever.
Yeah, you can actually get that. If you go to guests.freetalklive.com, that shows all the guests we've had. Well, not all of them, because honestly, I've not listed them all. But we don't have guests on that often on Free Talk Live, so we've got a fairly comprehensive list of the guests that we've had on over the years. His name is Zebler, Z-E-B-B-L-E-R.
So he's at the bottom.
He's at the bottom of the page. So that was a pretty entertaining interview. Really bright guys. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That allows you to join us here. You can talk about anything.
Even 70s hairstyles.
Yeah, or overreactions from police departments. There's plenty of those. Maybe that happened in your area, something like that. Share your story with us here. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number. We also have Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Honestly, we canceled an appointment to have Jake euthanized, to give Dynavite a chance to save this dog's life. Jake is an 8-year-old male Akita. His entire stomach and groin area, his face, his elbows, his ears, every orifice was just riddled with yeast and sores. We had a vet treat him, and Jake didn't respond at all. My son heard the commercial for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Within 4 days, Jake started to heal. It was the most amazing thing I have ever seen. The yeast is receding, and now his belly is completely cleared up. It chokes me up. It brings tears to my eyes. Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com. No!
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
So I found out the other day that at GunsAD.com, a lot of people don't get the Ghost AR-15 rifle kits because they're afraid that they won't be able to do the machining work required to drill out and make ready the lower. Well, listen, guys, gals, I am not that good of a machinist, I promise you. But I was able to take a drill press with an XY table and knock this out in about 45 minutes, and in all honesty, mine looks really good. Go get yours, don't be afraid, it's easy. GunsAD.com. Go to GunsAD.com now.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk. Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number for you is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We got Taryn Lupo in the studio with us here from TarynLupo.com. That's T-A-R-R-I-N, Lupo, L-U-P-O, TarynLupo.com. You've also got a Twitter, Taryn, and you've been doing this Periscope here tonight that up until tonight I had only heard about. I actually thought to try to download it, but it's one of those programs that I guess is too fancy even for my phone, and I've got the Galaxy S3. So it won't even work on my phone. Last time I tried it, maybe they fixed it or something like that, but it was one of those things. You know, have you ever seen that before where you try to go to the Play Store, you've been told about an app, and you try to download it, and it just is not even there?
Yeah, that's what happened to me on Cell 411. I just couldn't get it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I just couldn't get it.
I'm sorry to hear about that. I have Cell 4. That's, wait, we have the same phone.
Well, I couldn't do it.
Weird. Well, no, try it again. I know the app stores are weird sometimes. Yeah, basically I'm experimenting with something called Periscope. If you guys haven't heard of it, it's kind of like Twitter's version of YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
It's a live YouTube.
But live.
Yeah, it's a live stream. It can save it. It saves your broadcast for like 24 hours and
Really?
They're gone. So unless
that's not
you're
like
pulling
YouTube
them,
at all, then.
No, unless you're pulling them down and putting them somewhere else, they just vanish.
I'd say it's more like a Bambuser or something.
Yeah,
like that.
maybe that.
But even Bambuser saves the videos, so it's even more ethereal or whatever.
Right, you got to kind of constantly watch to see what's going on. Although some of the big
Snapchat the video.
Yeah, okay, there you go.
Some of the people pull it off though and put it on their own pages, their YouTube pages.
Right. You can download it.
Yeah, you can download it.
Okay.
And so that's part of it. And then what it is kind of people are watching. You look up the area and you say, hey, I want to see what's going on in the Northeast. And then there'll be like 20 live feeds of, you know, yep, somebody at a concert, somebody walking through a forest. And I'm broadcasting tonight the behind the scenes from the radio show. So if you want to see what we do behind the scenes when no one's watching, in my view,
it's really not that interesting.
It's super exciting. It's super, super exciting. I will be putting it out on Periscope right now. And
now we're doing Super Meta here. I've got
look at this.
You can do the Hall of Mirrors at this point because I've got on the studio computer Taryn talking, and now he's pointing his Periscope at himself on the screen. So you know how that makes you the Hall of Mirrors
there,
where it's just infinite as you go into it. All right, that's enough of that.
Oh, that was excellent.
So the toll free number if you want to join us here is 855-450-FREE. I got to say the quality looks good.
Yeah.
It looks nice.
If you guys want to watch this, if you're listening right now, you just have to add me on Twitter at Taryn Lupo. And you can watch our live stream behind the scenes.
Perfect.
Hey, Taryn isn't exactly the easiest name in the world to spell.
Yeah, no, that's why I spell it.
TarrynLupo.
Is that the name your mama gave you?
I mean,
Taryn,
you know,
Lupo?
It was the early 70s. People drank, and there was a lot of drugs going around. So my parents just made it up, hippies.
The last name sounds made up, too.
Well, no, Lupo means something in Italian.
Wolf in Spanish,
yeah,
I think.
That's very good. It means wolf in Italian. So, I didn't make that one up. But hey, this show is apparently all about me, so let's start.
Let's talk a little more about you, Taryn. You've got a new video up over on your YouTube channel. It's about gas engines and a festival. There's a festival for gasoline engines.
Yeah, so real quick, over at my YouTube channel, and you can see this at TarynLupo.com, I went to a local festival which shows off gas engines, like all these antique engines. I had no idea what this was about. So I walked in, and, these guys have, like, antique sawmills, and they have antique, lathes, and these things just running on these engines that go pop, 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 the old gas engines.
Yeah.
So it was really cool. I like to spotlight some of the cool things going on in New Hampshire for people that want to move up for the Free State Project. I like to kind of show a little slice of life and hopefully encourage people to come.
It's your first year. You're only, a few months in? How many months now?
I think like three or four.
Three or four months into your first year here in New Hampshire. Mark and I just crossed our nine-year mark a couple weeks ago. And how's it been so far, Taryn? You mentioned the Free State Project. The idea of that is to encourage liberty-loving people like libertarians, voluntarists, to move to New Hampshire and to get active to achieve more liberty in our lifetime. What's your three, four-month retrospective? I mean, how's it been going?
Well, so far, I moved at the perfect time, and the weather has been incredible. I go out and I hike every day. I it almost really doesn't rain much here at all.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, not much. Like, I can go out and hike every day. It's not been like, oh, well, it's rained for a week.
Yeah, it's not like Florida where you can set your watch to the rain.
The weather's amazing here right now. I love it because I'm sick of the heat from Savannah. This is perfect.
Yeah, right now it's getting down. It's the end of summer. It's getting down to like the 50s at night and 80s still during the day. So it's nice and warm. It's very nice.
Yeah.
But you've been enjoying the weather. What about the community? What about the
I love the activists. There's always something going on if you really want to get involved. I've been kind of working a lot, so I haven't been getting involved as much as I should. But I've been also out spotlighting just living here, like going to all the little festivals, checking out the towns. I haven't completely decided where I'm going to land yet. I'm still shopping. But I love it, man. It was the best decision I ever made to come here.
I think it's great what you're doing with your YouTube. And by the way, it's YouTube. Just go there and search for Taran Lupo. You'll find his channel. But it's cool that you're going to all these festivals and giving a slice of regular New Hampshire life. Because, you know, a lot of people come to New Hampshire and they'll get active. So they're out doing cop block or whatever it is they're doing. And that's more of like activist kind of video. But this isn't activism necessarily. This is just you experiencing life as what a normal life would be in New Hampshire. I think that's useful for people.
I find out a lot of questions I get when I talk to people about moving to New Hampshire is they say, what's it like to live there? I mean, they've seen all the activism videos. They've seen all the pot videos. They've seen all the, you know, and there's not many videos out just kind of spotlighting what life's like. So I think that is a good form of activism. Yeah. So I think being a good neighbor, getting out into the community and being normal that people approach me and then find out I'm a Free Stater, surprised, you know, that I'm not stirring up any trouble or whatever.
Got three heads.
Yeah, and so I think it is a good form of activism. It's just kind of where I'm at right now in my life.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of people who will make the move here as part of the Free State Project, and they, you know, the first thing they do is settle in, and they get a job, and they, you know, have to work at that and put some roots down before they can really, you know, get more active, and that's understandable.
Yep.
So join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Got some good news for you from, well, I guess you could say it's good news. You could argue it's bad news as well, depending. The Daily Caller has the story from dailycaller.com, and that is that Colorado has become the first state in history to collect more taxes from marijuana than from alcohol.
Hmm.
The Colorado Department of Revenue, this is from Jonah Bennett over at the Daily Caller, according to recently released figures, just brought in $70 million in taxes relating to marijuana compared to less than $42 million for alcohol taxes over the course of 1 year. This Wednesday, Colorado is declaring, that's today, a marijuana tax holiday, meaning that for a single day, taxes on marijuana items will be suspended.
Go load up, boys.
Hell yeah.
So, you know, what this says to me is that, look, I don't think that I'm not excited as I could possibly be that people are running out and smoking pot. However, I would say, you know, if you think that it's a bad thing that people are smoking pot instead of alcohol, if you think it's bad that people are smoking more pot than they are drinking alcohol, I'd really like to have that conversation with you because I find alcohol to be a pretty dangerous and scary drug.
Do people really think that? I guess they might be out there.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you live in Colorado. You'd like to give your retrospective on the last couple of years. It's Free Talk Live.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water, and your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's AlkaVision.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HDTV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country, with a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers. How can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
I am a 47-year-old female and had a heart attack in 2005. This is Alice from New Jersey. I still get angina, even with four stents. I was taking Nitro two or three times a week. The very first day after taking Heart and Body Extract, the chest pain was gone. Now I don't wear a Nitro patch.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at HBExtract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to join us there. In fact, if you do that, you'll tend to sound better than you would on the phone. You can also join us online. Just drop on by freetalklive.com. You can actually create the content right there on the front page of the site. So the story we started the show tonight with actually happened to also be the top story on our website as voted and submitted by, I don't know who it was. I'm sorry. I don't have it in front of me. But one of you did that, and then several of you voted for it. So thank you for that. You can get interactive over at freetalklive.com. And also, we're going to continue here. We will take your calls about whatever happens to be on your mind. The news coming from Colorado, though, and some will see this as good news. Some could argue it's not good news. Because I'll go ahead and argue that it's not good news from this perspective. That is that I don't want to see the state with more money. I don't want to see them enriched. I don't want to see them have more capital to use to oppress people, which is ultimately what the state tends to do with its money. So I don't like that. But I understand that in order to end prohibition, this is how it's going to have to happen. At least that's the way it's happened thus far. It's likely going to be what motivates. $70 million is going to be a motivating factor to other state governments, because that's what Colorado made from taxes on marijuana in the last year. $70 million. You take that $70 million, you hold that under the nose of politicians that in other states, and they're going to start to jump to this whole legalization thing.
Yeah, because up to this point, really what all it was for politicians is like, you know, you tell them about taxes and they just, yeah, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Well, now they're beginning to see, politicians in other states getting more money. And you
they
know,
could get a piece of that.
Ultimately, these little slime balls have to build bridges and pave roads and upgrade schools and do the variety of things they're doing. And they're busy funneling money off to people they know and people that pay them off and all that stuff. And, you know, they have a constant insatiable desire for more money. So the money in the case of the marijuana, and I don't want to see them get any money either. I mean, these people, politician is synonymous with criminal in our society, but a liar and thief at the very least. And, I don't want to see them get any more money, but I do understand that, this is a value to them. Plus, I'm never going to vote or root for less human freedom. So in the case of, I consider people not going to jail over marijuana and paying a small amount of the transaction fee, I consider that a net plus.
Yeah, I agree. I reluctantly support legalization. If I were in a state legislature, I would vote for it, even though ultimately it is creating a legal structure around marijuana. Usually it's the alcohol bureaucracy or whatever, the liquor commission, who handles this. But it increases their power, it increases their control, it increases their budget. I don't agree with that. But at the same time, I'd rather end prohibition if I can, and that makes it worthwhile.
Do you really think any state's going to come up with a complete decrim bill? Because all I ever hear is, let's legalize pot, and then let's give all the power to the state and all the money. How about just decriminalizing it so it's just not illegal?
I like that approach, Taryn.
I'm curious how many states would go for it.
Well, I mean, we've seen decriminalization in a lot of places, actually. Here in the Northeast, Maine has had it since the 70s. Vermont and Massachusetts got it within the last 5 years. And
what about Rhode Island and Connecticut?
They've had it too?
They have some level of decriminalization.
Wait, does that mean it's not illegal and the state doesn't make any money off it?
No. What it means is it's
different for each state.
So decriminalization, what that means is that it is less criminalized. So decriminalization can simply be reducing the criminal penalties, and that's most frequently what you'll see with decriminalization. So possessing an ounce or more in Massachusetts used to have been a felony, for instance, perhaps, and then they decriminalized it down to less than an ounce. Less than an ounce was, I think, a misdemeanor. They decriminalized that down to a violation. So now if the police catch you in Massachusetts with up to an ounce of marijuana, they can issue you a ticket. It's like a $100 ticket or something like that. And the thing is, whenever they were writing this law or this statute, they didn't put in an effective enforcement mechanism. So anyone who doesn't actually pay the ticket, they can't do anything about.
It's a civil fine, not a criminal fine.
Well, right. I've seen them not get rid of pot laws, but they make the fine like $5. So
yeah,
it's basically not worth the time.
Right.
But
they can't prosecute this, basically. So if you don't pay the fine, they can't do anything to you over it. So ultimately, up to an ounce of marijuana in Massachusetts is essentially totally decriminalized. You can do whatever you want. I mean, if the cops catch you with it, they'll probably confiscate it. But that's like the worst thing that's going to happen.
Well, what's curious is now that other states have seen the massive money that Colorado makes, is it realistic anymore? Are they all going to be greedy and be like, oh, well, we want all this tax money too? Or do you think, is it possible that they can be completely decriminalized where the state's not making money and it's actually free?
God, I wish I could say that New Hampshire was going to be the first state to actually totally decriminalize marijuana, or to the point where I think Rich Paul has used the term to repeal prohibition. Like, that would be the ideal. Decrim's good, because it doesn't create that legal structure, but repealing prohibition would be the way to go. Because if you repeal prohibition, then you make it legal to grow it, then you make it, you know, de facto legal, right? It's not illegal, so it's therefore legal. It would then be legal to grow, it would be legal to distribute, it would be legal to sell, it would be legal to share, to trade, whatever. And decriminalization doesn't necessarily address all of those things. Decrim might just make it mostly legal to have a small amount, but it would still be illegal to sell. It would still be illegal to grow. You can decriminalize all of those things, and you can decriminalize them sometimes further than others. But you're right, Taryn, that that money, that $70 million, is going to be a very, very powerful stimulant for these politicians, and they're not going to want to – well, I mean, they know they're missing out, right? Like,
right.
The $70 million, I don't know what percentage of it is marijuana tourism, but there's a chunk of it. Like, some of that is people who travel to Colorado to get high.
I'm curious to see, you know, everybody is all excited because Colorado was in the news and it became this tourism thing. But as other states legalize, that's, I would imagine, going to slow down. Why would people still go there when you could just smoke it in your own state?
Exactly. So the states that do it sooner rather than later will have, I think, a larger boost in their revenue because they'll be the one place to go to for this kind of thing. So if New Hampshire could do that before the other states, like New Hampshire's behind the ball right now, and we all moved here as part of the Free State Project, the idea of moving liberty-minded people to the same place so we can have a greater effect on changing the system. Thing with New Hampshire is it's a slow system to change, and that's a good thing because it means that the government won't get larger in the same way, at the same speed as other governments, but it also means it's a little bit more challenging to make the government smaller here. But once that does happen, once we see that happening, then I think that we'll, and I think that we're on the way there. There's a person in New Hampshire, one politician who's standing in the way of any decriminalization. We could have had decriminalization of marijuana this year in New Hampshire if it weren't for the governor. She was promising to veto the decriminalization, so it did not ultimately happen. But it passed overwhelmingly in the state house. 80% of the state house, of the House of Representatives here, voted for marijuana decriminalization.
It's on its way.
80%. That is an indicator when you've got Republicans and Democrats coming together on this, that 80%, I mean, that's almost unfathomable amount of support for this. So it's going to happen, and it'll happen sooner as we can get more liberty-loving people here. So, Taryn, the key is to get more people who love freedom to join the Free State Project at freestateproject.org and move here sooner rather than later so we can get this stuff done. Then maybe New Hampshire will be the first repeal of prohibition, because I would love to see that happen, but it's pretty pie in the sky to think that it actually can happen anytime soon. Odds are good it's going to be legalization because the state people want money, and the New Hampshire state people are no different from the rest of them. They're going to want this. They're going to want that influx of cash.
Yeah, and their kids are smoking pot already.
Oh yeah, you better believe they absolutely are. In fact, one of the city councilors here in Keene, his son just got busted for an ounce of cannabis wax. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here, and you can bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. More about the dollars and cents in Colorado. $70 million on marijuana in taxes compared to $42 million in alcohol. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's EATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Stay Off Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Hey, it's Free Talk Live. You can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-453. Colorado sets a record. $70 million collected in taxes in 1 year compared to $42 million for alcohol. Amazing numbers.
Yeah, that's it's a big difference. It's not even close.
We'll continue that discussion here. You can join us toll-free, 855-453, whether you're in Colorado or not. Maybe you want to give us your perspective. You're certainly welcome to do that. And wherever you are in the world, if you can take delivery from Amazon, you can use saveatpurse.com to get 20% off or more on pretty much anything you might want to buy from Amazon.
And Amazon has pretty much anything you need for life.
I just saved $60 yesterday on Purse.
On what?
I bought a camcorder.
People have been asking about big dollar items. So what was the total?
The total was, it was normally a $260 camcorder, and I bought a battery too. So it was about a $300 bill.
Yeah.
I got 23% off. It ended up being like $60-something, $58 or $60. Yeah, I don't remember it exactly. But
how long did you have to wait for the order to get filled?
Like an afternoon. It was awesome. So I'm just completely addicted to Purse, bought, you know, because people were like, oh, if you spend a lot of money, you're not going to get the big discount. You're going to find a buyer, because I've just kind of been buying nickel and dime stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then I was like, I'm going to put it up, and immediately.
Boom.
I mean, immediately.
That afternoon.
It was that afternoon.
Incredible.
And it saved me a fortune.
Save at purse.com. If you don't want to save money, then, you know, just ignore the message. If you want to save 20%, if you want to save 40%, that's my recent purchase, 40%
you got a
40% on a Blu-ray. I saved 40%
on
a Blu-ray.
No way.
Yeah, it's a Blu-ray. I don't need it quickly.
Yeah, wow, you got a 40%
discount. It's just going to sit on a shelf, so I'm like, okay, I'll just put this at 40%, see if someone buys it. Well, it took a few days, but someone bought it, and I saved 40% using saveatpurse.com. The catch is you have to use Bitcoin. So if you don't yet have Bitcoin, well, you can go to expresscoin.com and get some, and then go to saveatpurse.com. Actually, you don't even have to wait. You can just go to saveatpurse.com and learn about how it works. Get signed up for your account. When you sign up through saveatpurse.com, Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of any purchases that you make from that point forward at saveatpurse.com. As we go to your phone calls and thoughts, Jack is on the line listening in Hawaii. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, yeah. Hi. I'm calling about a medical marijuana collective that got raided here last week.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And this guy has been doing this for all the last 8 months. And he was going by the rules in the book. And he was even charging sales tax on medicine he was selling. And why he was fine with that. But they seemed to think they needed to go in and take everything he had. And
who was it that raided him? Was it the Hawaii government or the feds?
No, it was the local ICE that raided him. And, he's had other issues with them in the past where they came and took all his plants that were legally grown. And he filed a lawsuit against them and the mayor back in 2013. And, of course, the judge just threw it out pretty much right away. And nothing came up of it. But
so they got away with stealing his plants that he was supposedly legally growing under the medical program.
Oh, yeah, he had the right amount of plants, and he was growing on quite a few permits. Here you can grow on, be a caregiver and grow on people's permits. And he was all, followed the rules and had the right amount of plants, but they seemed to think that he could go in and steal all his plants. And
well, they seem to be right.
Well, what'd they get out of stealing it, other than just sort of hassling the guy? What'd they get out of the theft?
Well, they kind of denied they took it.
They got plants, Mark. A bunch of plants.
Well, they're probably just going to destroy them.
Yeah,
by burning them, smoking them, maybe selling them.
They could.
To other people.
Dry them out and sell them. Come on.
It's pretty corrupt here, but now he's in jail, and he just had
really?
A prank Monday on this raid. Which
what is the charge?
The charge is promoting a detrimental drug, is what they call it here. And it was a narcotics warrant they served on his property, and they got 49 pounds of dry, 134 plants, and some...
I'm curious. I don't... Well, this is the first time we've ever heard about the medical program in Hawaii. How long has it been in play there?
Oh, it's been here for 15 years now.
Wow.
Still haven't got dispensaries. They just now voted that in. And that's going to start happening next year.
So wait, this guy wasn't a dispensary? He was just a grower?
It's a collective, it's called. They have these in California, too. And it's a way around. It's a loophole in the law. It's a way around the dispensary. And it's where you can have people that grow on permits, put their excess on consignment, and he sells it to members of his collective. You have to be a member.
Oh, okay. It's like a co-op for marijuana.
Yeah, it sure is. And it's being done in other states, and doesn't seem to be any problem.
So I take it this guy is not going to take the plea deal, and he's going to go to court and challenge this thing?
Oh, no, he's ready to fight it. He's a big-time marijuana activist here on the island, and he had a lawyer help him set this up back when he got it going. And to follow all the rules. But
what's his name? Well, I missed if you said it before. What's his name?
Yeah, his name is Michael Ruggles.
That name sounds familiar. Was this the church guy, the marijuana church guy?
No, that was Roger Christie.
Okay.
And this is a kind of similar in the way the state said that, you know, you're fine, you can do what you're doing. And then they come in and...
And then they knock and raid and steal. That's terrible. Did he get video or anything? Is there any evidence of the raid happening?
Oh, I'm sure he did. He's pretty good about that.
And good.
Not only that, he did get his bail down from $84,500 to
$36,000. Oh, wow.
And a bunch of parts were dropped. Too, but at the same time, you know, a lot of people now cannot get their medicine, and it was the only place on the island for permitted people
really?
To get medicine. Yeah, because there's no dispensaries yet here until next year.
15 years into the program, there's no dispensaries. I thought it was bad here in New Hampshire, where we had a medical marijuana pass in 2012. And it is now 2015, and we still don't have dispensaries open yet here.
My God.
But 15 years, wow, you've really topped that one.
No, it's crazy. And now the way they're doing this dispensary deal is it's going to cost so much and permit fees and taxes to get a store going, that they're going to have to charge way more than the medicine's worth, and a lot of people aren't going to be able to afford to buy it.
They'll stay in the black market.
Yeah, they'll stay in the black market.
Yeah, no, this guy was real reasonable prices, and he was helping a lot of sick people, and, yeah, he's...
Well, it sounds like the flowered curtain is alive and well.
Yeah,
down there.
It is, you know, and Hawaii's got some of the worst cannabis laws in the nation.
It's a shock, man. I mean, you'd think Hawaii would be a little more laid back about
that.
Yeah,
I mean, for goodness sake, there, for a while, the best marijuana was named Maui Waui.
It was.
Oh, I know.
A long time ago.
We do grow some of the best here, that's for sure, year-round.
Jack, thanks for calling and sharing the story. If you would, if you wouldn't mind, please keep us in the loop as this case develops. I'm interested in hearing more about it. Thank you for the call tonight. I really appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And this is one of the reasons why the Free State Project is such an important idea. There just aren't enough of liberty-minded people around the whole United States. We need to concentrate our efforts in one place so we don't have to deal with this garbage like this where, you know, the law gets passed and then it just sits there for 15 years and they haven't done what they're supposed to do yet because they're the government. What are you going to do? Hold them liable? You can't hold them liable for not following their own rules. They're allowed to break their own rules, basically.
You're stuck. That's what they do.
We got Drew. He's
You're
on the
You're the only one that has to follow their rules.
Drew, we're calling from somewhere. You're on Skype. Hello.
Hey, I was just calling to see if you guys have heard anything about this. I think it's pretty sure it's a scam for Bitcoin. Basically, it's an email that says Global Advisors Bitcoin Investment, and they claim if you send Bitcoin to this Bitcoin address that in about a month or two, they'll send you 150% back. It looks really nice. Someone could easily fall for it. Basically, they give you the QR code and the full address, but there's nowhere, anywhere that you can sign up to tell them where to send it back. So
it's a total scam.
Well, I don't know if it's a total scam or not, but I would say that it's it sounds fishy.
Well, if you number one, it sounds fishy. It's too good to be true. 150% interest rate is insane.
You got to be careful of anybody who says that they're going to make you money in the future.
Yeah, and right, especially if you don't know who they are. Hey, send us some
Just
of this
send us
Bitcoin.
Some money.
It's completely anonymous, and you can't reverse the transactions. But trust us, we'll send it back to you. Hey, Drew, I don't know if you had more to share. You're welcome to here in hour number three, 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live.
If you expect secure, privacy-oriented services and real human support from your web hosting provider, choose Virtual Space International. From domain names and SSL certificates to offshore banking accounts, Virtual Space International has been the all-in-one, multi-language solution for over 25 years, and satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. We even accept Bitcoin. Find out how to get 50% off for life at SaveTimeHosting.com.
Want gold, but also want to stay digital and decentralized on the Bitcoin blockchain? Anthem Vault, providing trusted, world-class vaulting, has your answer with Hayek Gold. Digital, spendable gold inspired by economist and free market philosopher F.A. Hayek. Each Hayek is worth 1 gram of gold and is available right now at AnthemVault.com. Sign up today at AnthemVault.com with promo code FREEDOM to earn 6 months of free storage and 5% off all margins for life. Hayek Gold at AnthemVault.com. Get yours today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.